This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's going to be interesting to see. After the game, there was there were four questions about Horton after the two or three questions about Brown and not scoring enough runs off of Ray yesterday against the Giants. But it ended as Craig Counsell saying, directly, we're going to go into a meeting with everybody after I talk to you guys. So the decision was made at some point yesterday before they got on the bus and went to the airport to go to New York.
Well, as we wait for the white smoke to billow out of the chimneys at Clark and Addison, Bruce, what do you suspect? Do you think they're leaning in one direction or another? And should we read into Chris Flexen's usage as a sign of what we think is coming?
I would, but I don't know. Even if they call him up, there's a chance. What if they use Flexen as the opener, right?
Yeah,
and they give him a softer landing that way by, maybe Flexen goes after he goes after Alonzo. He goes after the tougher hitters at the top of the lineup, and then Horton comes in. There's a bunch of ways you can cut it, but I think the conversation, again with Counsell and then yesterday with Hadavy is, and Hadavy said it straight. I said to Tommy, if you're ready to come up, does it matter whether it's in New York against the Mets or anywhere else? He said no. He said my opinion is that if you're ready to pitch in the major leagues, it doesn't matter. Okay, so, but that, again, that's his opinion. He might not have been asked. It probably was. And we'll see how it comes out. I think, like we talked about 2 days ago, he's the best choice right now. Let him throw 75 pitches against the Mets, and let's move on with a power arm in the Cubs rotation, because certainly they need the depth right now, and they need that arm. If you believe in him, yesterday, you have to believe in him today and move forward with him.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I think that I was thinking, if you're rushing the kid to make a start, then what are you doing? But if he's ready to go, then the same question would hold. What are you doing? If he's ready to go and you're holding him back, I guess, Bruce, and I know it's not the time of year to worry about it or think about it, but you do have to be aware that, you're down – right now you're down two pitchers, but you're down one for the rest of the year. And we don't know how long these – like, we don't know who's pitching into October. Like, we talked earlier, Matthew Boyd hasn't had massive innings the last couple of years due to injury. Can he keep going to October? I mean, these are things you'd like to worry about in another month, 2 months, as opposed to right now. But you just have to be aware of when you're starting the clock on people and how the inning usage will work.
Yeah, I think all that is correct, except you need a good pitcher.
Yeah.
You lost your 1 and 2. Who has the best stuff? Who's the best pitcher to throw right now? Is it flexing or is it the kid? And, you know, again, they haven't asked you or David or me, but at this point, the way that they've, you know, couched this thing and waited, I think he's going to pitch.
So, Bruce, Ryan Pressly, obviously the other night, had a historically bad outing. And I wonder what they do next time they have a one-run lead in the ninth inning. And I wonder if today they'll discuss ways to is he injured? Is he healthy? Because if he isn't injured and he is healthy, then they got a problem.
Yeah, they're not letting a guy go out there that's injured, okay? And unless he's hiding it from them, because all he said was, I feel great. You know, he had his knee drained, what was it, 10 days ago or so, something like that. And he said, I'm not using any excuse on injury. I feel fine. I just didn't do my job. You know, he stood up, you know, after the game, said flat out, I just didn't do my job. Now, the thing you heard from counsel was key in this during the post game after that game. And he said he's just not finishing his pitches. He can't finish guys off. If that's the case, you cannot let him go out there and close right now. Okay. So you have a Porter Hodge. You have Palencia coming along to use toward the back end. He's been coming on great, throwing 100, 102. Again, you know, player development at this level, if you have the tools, is a part of it. We saw it all last year with PCA, with Bush, with Amaya, Morrell until he was traded. Nothing but player development and guys, you know, improving as they went along because they have a lot of talent. Well, I think they think Hodge has a lot of talent. I think they think Palencia does. So there's going to be some bumps in the roads, but you got, you know, as you said, this is only early May. You got to get to October.
Right.
Everybody's got to be used, and there's a bunch of names that we don't even know yet that'll probably be here over the next 4.5 months.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there are degrees of healthy, like there are degrees of other things in life. And when you're talking about professional sports, it has always been it is when you first start covering professional sports, I'm thinking about my first days in an NFL locker room, and guys have these injuries where you're just like, oh, mother of God, you know, someone's can't bend their elbow because there's some bone fragments in there.
You'd call in sick and they're out making tackles?
I would be hospitalized for years.
Right.
Never mind months. and there, that's just how it is. Oh, I'll get it cleaned up in the off season. That means surgery. When you are talking about professional pitchers, that, like, just think about this for a second. He had his knee drained. Why do you have your knee drained? Oh, well, you know, there's excess fluid because of what? It is like that. That is not a healthy proposition. Well, I just got to drain the knee and then I can go out there. And I think it's insane that we try to apply like the rules of health to pitchers in particular or football players ever.
Yeah. I mean, look, Greg Maddux for his whole career, he didn't go on the IL until I think his 24th or 25th year with a calf injury, and that was his last year. I would walk by his locker, and he'd say, don't say anything, but, you know, I can't pitch until 2 days from now because I just got a shot, you know. And then I'd see in his locker he'd have things like Indocin, you know, which was back then the only way to treat, you know, arthritic situations because – They didn't have the modern medical stuff, and that's the stuff that just it just took away your pain for a while, but it destroyed your stomach. So you're right. I mean, you know, these athletes go through unbelievable stuff to go out there and compete, and like you said, you and I would be in hospitals, and we wouldn't be going out for a long time. They go out there and compete because that's what they do. That's what they know, and it's a tough world.
Bruce, as they ponder what to do maybe in the late innings the next time they have a lead and they wonder about the confidence they have in Ryan Pressly, What role, if any, does any assurance they made him during the before he became a Cub, as he was taking that day that was reported he had to, you know, think about it and he had to have some assurances, does that play any factor now? Is that even part of the conversation?
I think it might be a part of the conversation, but it's like, dude, you're not the guy that we need there right now. We need to get you to be a better form of yourself before we can put you at the end. We're not telling you to go home. We're telling you it might be a different role until we get ready for it. Now, to his credit, Tommy said that Presley came in at 8 o'clock in the morning yesterday and said,
"You probably couldn't sleep."
That's exactly what he said. He said, "Tommy, I'm not going to sleep all night. I'm going to be here at 8 o'clock in the morning." And they started working on refining things. So give him credit for not dodging the reality of the situation.
Right.
The other reality is what you guys just brought up. They're paying him $9 million out of the $14 million. They paid an extra $700,000 or $800,000. Just to relocate him. Remember, he had a no trade clause, right?
Right.
So that's what got him to say okay. But again, all that comes into the mix as well. They don't want to punish the guy or say go away. They want to get the best version of him. But winning games is what the front office is all about. It's what council is 110%, if you could ever go there, is all about. And any promise that they made, 4 months ago or 3 months ago, is out the window right now.
Bruce, just a quick White Sox question. Who in that organization hates Tim Elko? Someone clearly hates that guy. Can we identify the human with the control that hates him?
The only consensus I get is that they think he's a one-tool guy and that he's really not of the caliber of Vaughn at this point and maybe never will be, and that's why he's not going to be replaced.
How do you accept that, though, Bruce? The one tool they don't have.
And if he could be as bad as Vaughn, he won't make it.
You have no power, Bruce? Right. I thought you had all the power.
No power. But I will say in closing, the bigger problem was in last night's game with Luis Robert staring at a ball going
down the
line and costing them a chance to tie that game because he wasn't on second base. That's something, and I'm a Luis Robert fan.
Right. Yep.
I think, but when you do that, that's the type of example that you have to address right away. So you hope that Venable has done that, whether it's a fine, whether he sits today. You don't want to punish the team because he's your best hitter. But on the other side, you can't be staring at a line drive when you should be easily at second base. Yeah, so I'll leave you with that.
Will it hurt his trade value?
Great stuff, Bruce.
See you, Bruce.
It might.
I know. I mean, that's the only thing that goes through your head because they got two things. They are dead set on trading that guy, and they are dead set on not bringing up Tim Elko, regardless.
You're right.
All right, buddy.
Have a great day, guys.
You too, Bruce. Thank you.